The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
If you guys have been here for the last few weeks, you've seen over and over as people come in and leave, we try to have them tell testimonies of what God has done. And so what has happened in their life over the time they're gone? Last week, Trayron gave a testimony. Somehow we lost it, so we're going to get it again. I'm really excited for what Roosevelt has to offer. He just got back from D.C. He's walking everywhere because in D.C. they don't drive anywhere. And so he's brought that flavor back. I'm pretty sure he brought some, hot chips? Yeah, hot chips. That's what they have. And a little bit of Steve Lee, which is a friend of mine in D.C. He brought him back with him, too. And so I want to invite Roosevelt up here so he can tell a little bit about his time and what God did with him and through him over that time. Roosevelt, everybody give him a round of applause.
Well, it's good to see everybody. I did not prepare anything formally just because I could not think of what exactly to talk about. So I guess I'll just talk about what I went down there for. So I went to D.C. for this internship at Howard University, helping with these engineering camps for middle schoolers, teaching them about 3D printers. And the basic gist of it was just to give them a start on just this new thing with 3D modeling and stuff like that, because there's a surprisingly lack of minorities in engineering fields and STEM majors in general. So to give them the introduction to it, so they'll possibly want to pursue those fields, because it's kind of sad how big of a deficit there is. But that was like the main reason I went down there. As far as what God showed me while I was down there, it's just kind of crazy because this is probably the first time I've been away from home for so long by myself, outside of college. And even then, I'm still in Jeff City. It was just really amazing. Just going out there. It's a really nice place. It's extremely hot because DC's built on a swamp, apparently. It was hot every day, and like Howard's built on a hill, so it's like Lincoln, but it's just unbearably hot. I don't know. I had an amazing time. One weekend I went out to the monuments, and, no one ended up coming with me 'cause they all slept in. They were really nice, but, probably one I liked the most was just like the art museum, because there's people just do amazing stuff just with their natural talents. And right now I'm babbling. What? Oh, you know. Okay. Let's see. What did God show me out there? I don't know. It was kind of weird because it wasn't any one specific thing that just like automatically popped out. Probably something really good that for me was just it was going out to DC was a real relaxing time for me, just because this past semester was like really stressful, and then even after coming out of school, it was better, but it was still, I was still here in Jeff City. So there's still stuff to do. Still friends that I enjoy seeing, but I'm still here. So actually going out and, just being away, God just gave me time to, relax and recharge. And he just kind of pointed out different things to me, about, in my own life, because I've been really struggling with figuring out what exactly God wants me to do, and in my life, just because of, I don't know, just figuring out what exactly, where he wants me to be, how he wants me to interact with people. Is it a thing where you always say, Jesus, 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 every time you come into contact with people? Or is it a thing where you sometimes say it, or when exactly do you say it? When do you not say it? And so, I don't know. He just works in beautiful ways. Like he shows you that, not everything is going to be, not every experience that you have is going to be where you're always going to, you're not always going to preach Jesus to everyone you come in contact with, if that doesn't sound too heretical. something that was like kind of crazy for me was just like figuring that out, because just like hearing about Trey Ron's experience last summer and him going back this summer, something that I was trying to figure out exactly is just like, what exactly am I supposed to do? Because Trayron, he went out, he went to New York City, just on the grind, working for Jesus. But with this internship, I'm not specifically doing that. So just trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Because I'm, Trayron is an entirely different person from me. I can't be Trayron. As much of a blessing as he is to people, figuring out what exactly can I do. I don't know. It's probably the biggest thing. And I don't know if I've actually said anything while I've been up here. But probably the biggest thing that, that I would say is just, amazing that, and something to take away is that, you're not always going to, not everyone's going to be a pastor, or not everyone's going to be, you're not going to be going on mission trips all the time. You're not always going to have these conversations with people about Jesus. And so it's really figuring out and constantly asking God, okay, what do I do here? What do you want me to do as I just go through my daily life? Because it's you're not always going to have those amazing God moments where you just constantly meeting people, constantly just sharing the gospel. And so, like, sometimes it's the little stuff. Like, one of the last things I did while I was up there is I ended up, I think I was walking to Steve's house, which is the pastor of the Redeemer Church, while I was up in D.C., that's where I went. I was walking to his house, and I was walking past, I don't remember, I think it was called Basilica. It's like this really huge Catholic church, and it was beautiful. Like, the first time I saw it, it's just huge. First time when I was walking by, there's this homeless man. His name is Mike. And I don't know, something that God really put on my heart, which also happened when I was just walking to the monuments the first time, is I saw a few homeless people, and they're just asking for money. And I don't know why God placed on my heart so much, but it's a real big thing where there's a lot of homeless people in bigger cities, just because of gentrification and the building up of better houses and stuff like that, just because they want to bring in more income for the cities. But when that happens, you push out a lot of different people. And so people are on the streets and stuff like that, begging for money. And one time when I was supposed to be walking to go get some water balloons, I'm jumping over everywhere, but I was walking, supposed to be walking to get some water balloons for the kids so we could have this this water fight. And me and this girl named Rachel were walking to go get them, and we passed by a homeless man. He was asking for money, and we didn't have any cash on us, but she said sometimes she doesn't know what to do because sometimes she feels like that they may not need it necessarily, and they might just be asking to just prey on people's sensitivities, I think that's the word. And so, yeah, that might be true, but I think the thing is, our hearts as Christians should break regardless for those people, regardless of whether or not they actually need it. God knows why we're giving. So we should be giving not because we want anything out of it, not because we see those people and just we doubt whether or not they actually are poor or not. We should be giving because we have the ability to, and God placed them in our lives just to serve in a way. And so it shouldn't really matter whether or not they actually need it, because you don't really know. They may need it, they may not, but we're supposed to give regardless, just because we're supposed to serve, and that's what God called us to. And I think that's really the biggest thing, especially with all the different the police shootings and Alton Sterling and Philandro Castile. It doesn't really matter what the situation was. If they were a thug, maybe they were. Maybe they were in prison for years, and then they got out, and then they did something. But the fact of the matter is, they died, and our hearts should break for that, because we don't know if they died and they knew Jesus. Praise God, because we'll get to see him again. But if they didn't, then we should be hurting, because they're going to a place of eternal damnation, and they're going to be there forever, just in eternal pain and anguish. And so regardless of whether or not the police, regardless of whether or not they're doing anything wrong, regardless of whether or not the police officers felt threatened or anything like that, what we should be concerned about the most is that people are dying without knowing Jesus, and a lot of cases they're dying because just of I don't know, panic or seeing because of stereotypes that they may have grown up with, we have to be open and willing enough to have the conversations on both ends, not just black people, not just white people. We have to be open and willing enough to have the conversations and do it from a stance of I want you to understand the hurt and the pain that's there, and the killing stops, and so Jesus can be glorified. that's why we need to talk. That's why it needs to stop. Not just because Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or any of that, because one, we're all created in the image of God. So we already know that everyone matters, but the fact that some people are being treated as less than should break us to the point where we need to step up and do something. Say all that to say, it was a really good time in DC. I learned a lot, thought about a lot of different things. I think to wrap it up, I would say, always try to just see where God wants you to see where God wants you to be. See what He wants you to do, because you're not gonna be able to do the same thing as everybody else, He might not want you to do something that someone else is doing, but constantly look to Him to lead you wherever He places you. And I think that's it.
Crazy up here, isn't it? So in Matthew 28:19, Paul starts off a very famous passage we know as the Great Commission, which says, go therefore, right? In the original language, it's as you are going. As you are going. And so the implication there is not, you got to get up right now and go somewhere. But the implication is whatever you're doing, whatever you're seeing, however you're doing it, as you are going, go and make disciples. And that's what the Apostle Matthew's talking there. And the reason why I had Roosevelt come up, because some of you guys are like, but he didn't go on a missions trip, or he didn't do like we were talking about with Trey Ron. He wasn't in New York making disciples on the streets or anything like that. But that's not the point. So many of us, actually very few of us, stand up and preach. Very few of us stand up and do any of this stuff. But what you do is you live your life on a daily basis. You may work in a research lab. You may be in a cubicle. You may be doing 3D printing, which is really awesome, by the way. Like, I don't know if you guys understand like how awesome that really is to work with young people and to teach them 3D printing. Ever since you told me that, I've been reading up on it. But you may be a school teacher. You may be at home with three little knuckleheads. You whatever you're doing, as you are going, you make disciples. And we want you to see that making disciples is not just something that pastors do, because here we believe in the priesthood of all believers. And so if you are a blood-washed believer in Jesus Christ, then you should be making disciples the same way He called you to make disciples in Matthew 28. And so that is a great example of spending your life and leveraging your life in D.C. and making disciples while you're there and learning the difference between just going out and going, Jesus, everywhere you're going, and actually spending your life making a disciple while preaching Jesus through your life. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Soma Community Church, located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Soma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.